During Soviet food shortages, growing your own food at traditional Russian country homes, known as dachas, was a matter of survival. But with Russia's shrinking economy, even some modern families in Moscow are again relying on vegetables from grandma's garden.
Our grandma has a dacha where she grows lots of things, like cabbage and beets. I'm cooking borscht right now, and I'm using our beets and carrots. The onions are ours, so we are saving on what we have grown in the summer. So that's why we don't feel it so badly.
For struggling families like Tatiana's, growing their own food is still not enough. Russian volunteers run a food sharing program to collect restaurant extras and distribute to those in need.
For my family, food sharing is very important. We spend now a lot less on food than before when we did not know about food sharing and did not use it. Now we hope that we'll get not only bread, but some other food as well.
For Tatiana's family, food donations have cut their grocery bills in half.
I think that food sharing has a big future and big prospects in Russia. The main thing is to inform the public about it so that people learn what it is and what is needed to be done. I think that many will join.
Meanwhile, Russians hope the economy recovers soon, so supplementing the high cost of food becomes less of a growing issue. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.